Welcome back, my friends. It is time for the Morning Mindset. Kerry Green here. I'm so thankful that you joined me for another episode of the Morning Mindset. My encouragement to you would be to make the Morning Mindset part of your daily habit. It doesn't have to be the only thing, and it's by no means the best thing. Spending time in the Word of God on your own, letting the Holy Spirit speak to you, is definitely a better option. But my friends, I think the Morning Mindset is designed and led to be designed by God to be a help in that. It's a very simple, short, easy way for you to get your mind aligned with the truth of God for this day. So if you do it every day, you're moving forward day after day after day, and that's how we build great and godly habits, isn't it? All right, let's move on. We're in Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 1. And we're just looking at one verse here because the theme of this verse is very singular, and by that, I mean that the following verses don't necessarily follow along with the same theme of this verse, and that's quite common in Proverbs. They're just short, pithy statements that give us chunks of wisdom one verse at a time. But also, we're just covering one verse today because this concept is one that I think we as believers need to get under our belts and have close to our hearts. Let me read this to you. It says, "A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight." Now, some of the imagery here may be lost on us because we don't do business or carry out commerce in the way that they did back in Solomon's day. You see, he's talking about a balance, meaning a scale. Okay, you remember those old scales where they would put weights on one side of a certain weight and then put the other thing, maybe it was a commodity like grain, on the other side of the scale. And in that way, when it balances, they know how much the grain weighs because they've matched it up with an equal amount of weight on the other side of the scale. And sometimes a merchant who is dishonest would make his weights say, for example, they were 3 ounces, when in reality, let's just say, the weight really weighed 2.85 ounces. So it actually weighs less than he has labeled it. And so if we step into a scenario where that might be used, let's say you've gone to him to buy grain, and he puts his grain on one side of the scale, and he puts his 3 ounce weight, which is really only 3.85 ounces, on the other side. And so he's telling you you're getting 3 ounces worth of grain when you're really not. But the weight has been falsified. And so when Proverbs says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, it's saying deceit and trickery and swindling of other people is an abomination to the Lord. Now, that big word, abomination, what does that mean? Well, it means God hates it. That's a very strong word. It's like God loathes this practice. And why would God loathe anything? Well, it's because God himself is holy and righteous. And in this case, God himself is truth. It's in his very nature, his DNA, if you want to think of it that way, that truth be told. And in this case, truth is not being told because there's a false balance in the equation. And the converse side, which we see at the last part of the verse, says, but a just weight is his delight. So what would a just weight be? Well, it would be a 3 ounce weight that says it's 3 ounces. And God delights in that because truth is being told. People are being treated fairly and righteousness is being done. And that's God's goal in all of life for human behavior. Now let's stop and let's see if we can apply this to some human interactions, okay? If you own a business, you need to be very careful about scrutinizing your pricing according to your service, ensuring that you're not gouging people or you're not charging people for things that they're not actually getting, or that what you promised someone would be the price is the actual price. You see, there's all kinds of ways that this false balance principle can be applied. Let's say that you're going to a store to purchase something. Well, say that the thing you have in your hand that you're wanting to purchase has certain features to it, and the one next to it doesn't, but you could easily take a piece off of the one next to it, put it on yours as if it belongs, and receive more for the price that's listed on the item than is intended. That would be an unjust weight, a false balance. You see, friends, we as God's people are called to truth. We're called to justice. We're called to fairness in all things because our God is a righteous and truthful God. Jesus, please help us today to walk in truth, to walk in honesty in all the ways that come our way, and help us to rest in the fact that you will care for us. There's no need for us to falsify things or to manipulate situations for our benefit. You will care for us because we're your children, we're your people. Jesus, remind us of that at the point of our need today. We ask it in your holy and righteous name. Amen, Lord Jesus.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.